All right, so welcome in, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, but we still have a lot of people
without power.
From mm-hmm. that storm. And it wasn't necessarily the snow. It was the wind, which we had steady gusts. I want to say 40 to 50 miles an hour with no problem. And even like this morning, there's a breeze. But it's amazing how many people are still without power. And we have the possibility of another storm coming up on Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's no laughing matter, that's for sure.
Well, the power company, the problem, Pat, after the tree limbs came down and stuff, the wind continued for another full day and a half.
Exactly, and there's going to be more wind with this system too. In fact, we'll have to see how it wraps up. But right now, it looks like it's going to be closer to the coast, which means if it isn't that close to the coast, it would definitely present us with more heavy snow and wind. Wouldn't surprise me if parts of New England get blizzard conditions with this.
You know, these guys can't go up in those buckets if the wind's 25 miles an hour.
Well, the wind on Wednesday will be over 25 miles an hour.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. My generator, Pat, every time it kicks on, I say this, I say to myself, wow, what a smart decision that was. Really unbelievable.
Yeah. And, of course, in the greater New York metro area, 9 people were killed in that storm. And you know, that brings back, before we talk about this storm, but that brings back Friday's conversation when I told you how I was kind of annoyed about friends of mine who have the house in Chatham, Cape Cod, and her response when I originally said on Thursday, it's not a good idea to go, it's just a nor'easter. Now, you don't just say just a nor'easter, because you see what it did. And the loss of life, even one person, is too much, you know, in this day and age with storms. Well, at least she took my advice, and her and the husband stayed home Friday night. But they decided to go Saturday. Huh. And when they got up there Saturday, they were shocked that there was no electric. Well, why is that? They had a hurricane wind warning out for the Cape. And you're thinking you're going to the Cape and you're going to have electric. So after that huge drive to the Cape, she let her husband take a little nap. And they got back into their car and came home. Hmm. Enough said. With this storm, right now it's not formed yet. And that is always a problem. It is in the Dakotas moving into Iowa, and it will move across the Ohio Valley, and a new storm will develop along the Virginia Capes, and that could hug the coast up to New Jersey and then head right to Cape Cod. As it does so, it is going to bring in a very heavy wet snow. So even though we don't have the caliber of winds that we had on Friday with this storm on Wednesday, you will have heavy wet snow. And that could do equally as much damage with trees and power lines. So I'm just warning you now. That will continue into Wednesday night. It will taper off on Thursday. Now the big question is, how much? And that's always a good question. I mean, I'm looking at the, quote, infamous euro this morning. And if we were to take the euro, just get this, the euro right from this paper, it says that Northwest Connecticut will get 2 inches. The Catskills will get 1.1 inch. And about the same for the Berkshires. Do you think I believe that?
No, not at all.
Not at all. I really think they're out to lunch. I think the snow could pile up again, folks. I would think the potential of 6 or more is greater. Can't give a definite number, but you have to get ready for it. So the travel will become increasingly worse during the day Wednesday into Wednesday night, and then it'll get a little bit better on Thursday, and Friday are fine. The weekend looks okay. The next storm will get us on Monday, a week from today. So,
what type of storm would that be?
It looks like it would be snow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yep. So So there we go. You know, just tons and tons of information to sort through. And we will be updating this. Wait for this afternoon to see the new runs, the new computer models, and I'll be updating it accordingly from that point on. So I'll tell you, Marshall.
So this, now when would the snow start on Tuesday night? Late?
If it start, yeah, it would be late. Very late.
So then it's going to be basically a Wednesday into Wednesday night storm.
That is absolutely correct. I would think that it would probably come in sometime Wednesday morning, from what I could see. Wednesday morning. And, you know, we may actually get through drive time, or at least most of drive time, without too much worry. But after that, all bets are off. I say the late afternoon drive on Wednesday is going to be horrendous.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, I just hope everybody gets their power back before this next storm, because, you know, this will be wild if we get a storm on Wednesday and then we get another one on Monday. That'll be actually wild. That storm, though, that we got, the last storm, the eye that formed was spectacular. Mm-hmm. It looked just like a major hurricane.
Right.
It was amazing. I posted that picture from the satellite picture from the National Weather Service.
Right.
And the people that saw it, they just were amazed.
Yeah, and you have to admit, Marshall, we saw the intensity of this storm days and days before. We just were not absolutely sure, you know, who was going to get the heavy snow, and who was going to get the very heavy snow, and who was going to get light snow, because of its track, and that's always the case. But this one again appears to be a little closer to the coast. I think the reason why the Euro is giving us lighter amounts is the Euro's further away. And I don't think the Euro's going to be right in this case. This time I will have to say that I think the American models are going to do better. So we will watch that and see. I did want to tell you that, you know, I wasn't able to see the entire award show last night, but I did hear the results. I'm not shocked. I told you I thought that Shape of Water was a contender. And I also thought that Three Billboards was a contender. I did get to see, I didn't get to see it in time, though. I did get to see The Darkest Hour, Winston Churchill, and he deserved Best Actor. That was phenomenal. Not an action-packed movie at all, folks, but phenomenal about Winston Churchill. And I could tell you another movie that I was glued to the TV. Unfortunately, I don't think it won any awards. The Mudbound, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Mudbound? Phenomenal.
Well, I can, for the first time in my life, can tell you that I saw all the major award winners because of all the politics on TV. I don't watch TV, and so I watched Netflix and I watched Amazon. Yep. And yep. I saw the Water movie. I saw right. The Darkest Hour. I saw mm-hmm. Three Billboards. I saw all of the top winners, and that never happens to me. Never.
Right. And you were able to understand why they were going where they're going. I mean, you have to admit, all those movies were all very good, and the one with Winston Churchill was just amazing.
Yeah.
I really didn't know. Yeah, I'm not great at history at all, folks. So some of the facts there were just astounding, because I had no idea that Churchill took Hitler on solely by himself. You know, by himself. I really didn't know that.
Well, the whole thing about the Darkest Hour is he was not liked before he was prime minister. He only was prime minister for 5 years. After the war was over, he was voted out. But he was the perfect person at the right place at the right time to guide England. And it's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and it was done well. But if you get a chance, try to watch Mudbound. Very moving. Very, very moving.
All I can tell you is that when I watched what's the name, The Shape of Water or something?
Shape of Water, right.
I knew right away from when I saw the scratches on her neck.
Yeah.
I kind of knew what was going to happen. I didn't know but I just kind of knew that, you know.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's really a takeoff of, what is
Beauty,
it? The
Beauty and the Beast.
It's a takeoff of the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
And Beauty and the Beast.
And the Beast.
Mix them together.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's the first time that happened with me. Well, now the Academy Awards spotlight turns on the weather. So, and Pat, we have a listener that listens to us religiously every day. Mm-hmm. Her name is Agnes Nowicki, and she is celebrating her 100th birthday today.
No.
100th birthday today, Agnes Nowicki.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Agnes, and she listens to us every day.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time, but I was notified that every day she listens to this morning show. So we're doing it every hour. We're going to wish her so she hears it. And people should wish her, if you see Agnes, go to see Agnes. She's 100. God bless her.
God bless her.
Yeah. That's all I can say.
And God bless me too.
And God bless me too. And God bless America. God bless everyone. I forget what movie that came from, but
right.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast here on Robinhood Radio.